First, though, amid dwindling newspaper sales and fledgling paywalls, a new player is entering the Australian media today. It's called The New Daily. It's a free online news site, and it's the brainchild of Crikey publisher Eric Beecher and Bruce Guthrie, who's the former editor of The Age and The Herald Sun. This project is bankrolled by three of Australia's largest super funds, including Australian Super, Cbus, and Industry Super Holdings. The managing director, Bruce Guthrie, is in our Melbourne studios. Bruce, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Bruce, why a new daily?
Well, we felt that there was a gap in the market. We think that the new daily is unique on a lot of levels, but principally it's a digital-first product, and in that sense it's not a newspaper that's been dragged into the digital age, kicking and screaming. We are digital only and always will be. That means we can bring all the devices and tools that go with the digital age to our storytelling. It's also free, Fran, which increasingly is rare. Paywalls are going up everywhere. The news is getting harder and harder to access out of companies like Fairfax and News. So we think the fact that it's free and always will be to all Australians is quite a boast.
Well, there's a few other free ones around. The Global Mail offers, that's digital first, and that offers long form articles. The Guardian Australia, digital here in Australia. It can trade on its global brand, of course. What's the New Daily's point of difference with those sites?
Well, there's several. I mean, I think one of the key things is obviously that we're Australian and we're mainstream and mass. So we're going for a mass audience. We have a unique feature called The Advisor, which basically works on the premise that there's a lot of assumed knowledge in Australian journalism. We think The Advisor will flesh out stories and add context. We have the ABC as a partner, and they will be giving us news bulletins throughout the day and sport and business bulletins. And we unashamedly celebrate good news. We've actually also got its own mini vertical, which is devoted to good news. And I think we're fun. We have a sense of fun. I think overall it's hopefully a well-curated package of news, features, audio, video, whereas I think a lot of those other sites, so those other free sites like 9MSN and Yahoo 7, they're aggregators. They sort of, the material comes in and it's put up there in great quantity. The New Daily will endeavour to curate all the stories that come in and produce a sort of a well-turned package every day.
Yeah, you're a bit of both though, aren't you? As you say, content partners include, there's an ABC Mini News there, 90 Second News, AAP, Getty Images. So you're aggregating too. Does this mean much of your copy is going to be simply a republishing of what we have on the ABC website, what AAP that you've purchased?
Well, no, it doesn't, Fran. I mean, we're not looking to sort of compete against the Ages and the Herald Suns and the Daily Telegraphs, which I think sort of put a lot of stories up there until in the hope that some of them get traction, and if they don't, they take them down and continually replace and chase clicks. Well, we're going to choose probably the 60 to 80 stories every day that we think are going to interest our readers, remembering, of course, that our owners, the industry super funds, they see this as a member benefit. They've got 5 million members and counting, and they really want to engage with their members in a new sort of interesting way. And they also want to improve their transparency and also the financial literacy of their members. So that's a key plank of the site. But then around that, there's all this other compelling stuff as well. So we think it ends up being a pretty attractive package.
I want to come back to that, the super funds. But just to stay with this notion of why go to this new site, The New Daily, what's going to be different about it? Now, the point of difference seems to be that you're, in a sense, filtering what you think the good stories are there and putting them there for people. Why wouldn't people go to the ABC website, for instance?
Well, I think, the ABC has a certain personality and we will develop our own personality as well. For instance, today, we've got Steve Vizard writing on television, we've got Rodney Hogg writing the first test team, we've got Kirsty Clements writing on fashion. I mean, our stable of writers will grow and grow, so there is a lot of distinctive material there. And as to the news of the day, we're not going to flood the site with news. We're going to choose the stories that we think Australians need to know. We'll then take other stories in interesting directions. But I think essentially it's like a news magazine where, editors choose what they think fits with the personality of the site.
In terms of your content, you mentioned a few names there. You've got 14 paid journalists, is that right?
12 paid journalists. 12 paid. And then a network of freelancers and contributors.
And those freelancers and contributors, will they all be paid for their work?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. To get back to the backers here, the three super funds, Australian Super, Cbus and Industry Super Holdings, they're not going to have any editorial control. What is in it for them? Because if it's a member benefit, then members, of course, are going to want to make sure that there's, you know, it's at least a good financial investment, you'd think, if it's their super funds spending the money.
Yeah, look, I don't want particularly to talk on their behalf, but I know Gary Weaven, who's the chairman of this project, he chairs the board, has said that the super funds are looking for ways to kind of cement and improve their relevance to members and new members. I think, you know, super funds tend to talk to their members once a year when they get their statements and perhaps when they get closer to retirement. And I think this is a genuine attempt to kind of better engage with the membership.
So and how will they be talking to their members through this in terms of financial matters?
Well, if the members subscribe, and in fact, if any Australian subscribes, you do not have to be a member of an industry super fund to be a subscriber to the New Daily. You'll get a morning email which will summarise the site, and then you can click through from any of those stories to the main site. But our money vertical really is about personal finance rather than sort of high-end business, and we're going to try to use that to educate average Australians about how to manage and control their money so money doesn't control them.
So on any given day, there'll be news stories here around finance matters, more likely personal finance matters. That will be one of your streams.
That's right. And we've got five verticals. We've got news, money, sport, entertainment, lifestyle. There are five key verticals, and we'll be reporting and editing stories around those five key areas.
And those stories too, they'll be independent of the super funds?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got an editorial charter, which I wrote. It was one of the sort of reasons that I was attracted to the project, and it sets out in very detailed form how we will do our journalism, particularly in the area of industrial relations and superannuation and politics. I mean, we aim to be sort of fair and balanced and right down the line, you know, on all those subjects and, in fact, on all our journalism.
Back to the business model, News Corp released its quarterly results yesterday. Revenues for News Corp's Australian newspapers fell by 22% year on year over the most recent quarter. And no one's really found a way to make online publishing pay its way either. What's the business model here? And how long have you got to make it pay?
Well, Fran, I don't necessarily agree that the online business model isn't working. I think the problem for companies like News Limited and Fairfax is that they're desperately trying to move out of legacy media, which has all these associated costs, into the new media, which has none of those costs. Now, for instance, you know, we don't have to buy printing presses. We don't have to buy tons of ink. We don't have to have delivery trucks.
No, but aren't handing over their $2 either.
Yeah, but that's true. But I think if we find the audience, and if a significant number of the 5 million industry superfund members and those who aren't members support this project, then that becomes a very attractive audience to advertisers. That's the first point. And the second point is that the owners, the industry superfund movement, have very realistic expectations. I mean, we would hope that this would pay its way probably within 3 to 4 years. And we think our business model, which doesn't have all those legacy costs, makes that eminently achievable.
And you've got backing for 3 or 4 years at least from the funds?
Well, the backing is open-ended, and the three funds will soon be joined, I think, by other funds. So there is genuine enthusiasm within the industry super funds movement for the project, and the early signs are amongst the membership.
Bruce Guthrie, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Bruce Guthrie is the Managing Director of the New Daily, and it's a new free website, as you heard, thenewdaily.com.au, if you want to have a look. It's 6:45 on Breakfast.